You look like you have a toothache sitting like that. Want me to fix it? It's your wisdom tooth, isn't it?
It's my head that needs fixing.
You look messed up. You look like a man in love, don't you?
God can be so mysterious. The things you expect to happen, don't happen. The things you least expect to happen, happen.
What are you talking about?
You want to know? Your old friend called.
Who?
Parveen's aunt.
Really? Did she ask about me? What did she say?
Do you have a crush on her? She said that she wanted to meet and talk. Again.
With you or with me?
To talk with me.
Then it's good for you. You're a lucky man.
Don't congratulate me.
What's your problem?
This whole thing is getting too serious too fast.
Do you like the girl? Yes, you do. Does your mother like her? Yes, she does. Does the girl's aunt like you? Yes, she does. What else do you want?
Do I have money? Uh-uh. I don't. Do I have a house? No, I don't. Do I have a car? No, I don't.
But she has all those things. She has them all. She has a house. She has
I don't
money.
Care what she has. I'm not after that.
Right. You don't care at all.
I wasn't raised like that.
Okay, what's really bothering you?
Everything I just told you in addition to my mother. What do I do with her? Do you think she can live without me? No, she can't. And they insist that my mother not live with us.
How is that a problem?
If I had a job and I was making money, I would buy two apartments. I would live in one, and I would let my mother stay in the other.
You're starting to talk like an adult. Who have you been hanging out with lately?
Being around you guys has finally rubbed off on me.
All right. I'll help you out.
No thanks, I don't need your help. Every time you try to help, you only make things worse.
Great men like me are just like the sun. We don't ask permission from anybody to shine. Yet once we do shine, our brightness will burn your eyes. Do you understand what I am trying here to tell you, do you?
And how do I become a great man?
By not feeling sorry for yourself, by getting up and buying furniture for your house. Don't worry, I'll kick somebody out of the building so you can move into their place. As long as you have me, buddy.
It's a good thing you don't run the country. You can't just kick someone out.
Come on, get up. Let's go inside.
No, I'd rather live with you guys here. Yes. Yes, yes. Once you finish your studies, hopefully you'll return and we'll be together again. We will, son. I promise you. What? No, no. No, son. Listen. You know, I can't stay abroad for very long. I start to get homesick after a while. I've gotten used to living here. Yes, yes, of course. I'll come and visit you once more before you return, I know. You say just a few months, but I know. Once I come, you'll keep me there longer, for sure. But I want you here. No, 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 no. I have no problem with buying my own ticket. I have the money. What? You bought it already? Oh, my. You shouldn't have done that. I could have bought it myself. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you very much. Thank you for your kindness. I love you, son. Can't wait to see you. Yes. Say hello to your sister for me. Yes, I'll see you soon. It'll be soon. Oh, I can't wait to see you. I'll call to let you know the exact date. I will call you. Yes, may God be with you. I will see you soon. Goodbye. I love you. I love you all. See you. See you. Goodbye.
I knew Reza would get depressed if the girl said no.
You're making a big deal out of it. He'll just find another one.
Women are lucky that men are even kind enough to provide them with a fine life they get.
Is that so?
You know, my dear, you know what they say. With a fine life they get.
Is that so?
You know, my dear, you know what they say. One man's love enriches another woman's life. That's it.
And what does Reza have exactly that will enrich another woman's life? Where is he even going to live with her? The gazebo?
Not a bad idea. It's actually the safest and most enjoyable part of this building.
Right.
I like the gazebo. Besides, I have a plan.
For the gazebo?
No, for Reza.
May God help him. What are you plotting?
You'll see.
Tell me.
You'll see.
Tell me.
I'll tell you, but it's gonna shock you.
Just tell me already.
A husband for Farangis.
Us? Where from?
From this building.
Who? Don't you even think about it, Omid.
Listen. Not only will it put an end to Miss Farangis' loneliness, but Reza's problem will also be solved. Ferdows will also find love. The perfect plan. Here, have your coffee.
Omid? That's actually not a bad idea.
Do I ever have bad ideas?
All the time. But how do we pull it off?
Me and the guys, we'll speak to Ferdows. You and the women speak to Farangis. Easy.
And will you tell Reza?
Of course not. I can't tell him I found a husband for his mom.
But Omid, if we go through with this plan and it doesn't work out, they'll be too embarrassed to live in the same building anymore. I'm not sure about it.
I agree with you on that. If it doesn't work out, it'll be a problem. We can use code words. We'll come the first sun, the second moon. It's a perfect plan. Shall we do it?
Okay, I'll go talk to her tonight.
Why is that? Why the rush?
Well, you see, Omid, according to Professor Bonnet's wife, one should never hesitate to do a good deed.
But be careful. Don't let Marzieh know anything, otherwise she'll ruin everything.
Of course not. I'm only going to tell Mahbube. If our plan does work out in the end, then we'll be five happily married couples. Omid?
Mm.
I wonder why I'm not the one who thought of this.
I will tell you why. According to Professor Banai, in order to be a successful person in this world, you must be aware when others around you do not have eyes to see.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Aware. Finish preparing dinner while I go talk to Mahbube.
All right. So when do we do this?
In a half hour. You guys talk to the sun, and the rest of us will talk to the moon.
We talk to the sun and you... Wait, I don't get what you mean by sun and moon.
Because when Reza gets married, he'll need a place to live. Come on, you know that.
Oh, he needs a place to live. Yes. He needs a place, so if we talk to the sun and the moon, a place will open up, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Tell me, are you mocking me right now? What's with these ridiculous names? Just tell me what's on your mind. What's with all these code words? Stop talking in code all the time.
Daddy, do you really not get it?
Me? No, I mean, of course I get it. Sun and moon mean the sun and the moon, right?
No, she's talking about marriage.
I never said anything about a marriage.
Didn't Aunt Satara say Mr. Ferdows and Miss Farangis are getting married?
Hey, I thought you were in the shower.
I was, but that doesn't mean I can't hear.
No, but it doesn't mean you should eavesdrop either. Listen, don't say a word about this to anybody, okay?
Yes, Daddy, don't say a word about this to anybody. Do you understand?
What? Huh? Sure. All right.
All right. You mean tonight? Right now? No, I'm not doing anything, but... What's this about anyway? What do you mean, sun and moon? Oh, all right, I understand. Yeah. All right, no, I'll come. Goodbye.
So you're not gonna tell me what that was all about?
It was nothing. Omid just wanted to have a private word with me. He asked me to go see him.
Really? Then what did he mean by sun and moon?
I told you, it's nothing. He just wants to have a man-to-man talk. Why are you asking so many questions?
I'm worried about you. If you're not careful, you'll end up like Omid.
Why? What's wrong with Omid?
Never mind.
I don't understand. Dinner's not ready yet, is it?
No.
All right, then. I'll be back by the time it's ready.
All right. He left. Who said you could leave?
All we need to do is find a way that we'll be able to convince Ferdos.
It can't be done. It's impossible. I know the guy, and as soon as you tell him, he's gonna throw a fit. Forget about it. Forget it.
We're not asking him to kill someone. It's a simple question with a yes or no answer. Besides, if he's smart, he'll embrace the idea of marrying Ferengis.
Now, we have to do everything we can to convince Ferdos.
Well, well. I see everyone sitting in the gazebo.
Oh, be quiet. Stop talking.
Can I join you?
Only speak about sun. Don't mention anything about moon. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, guys, now that Reze's here, I say we stop the secrecy and tell him about our plan. He needs to know.
What's it? Don't ruin it. Huh?
Why didn't you guys tell me you were gathering here? Was it that hard for you guys to call me and ask me to join you, huh?
Actually, you came just in time. We're just talking about you. Shall we start?
Yeah.
We're gonna ask you a series of psychological questions.
It's a character test.
All right. Are you ready
now? You're gonna give me a character test.
So.
Go ahead.
First question. What is your opinion about a man getting married at the age of 65?
I think it's funny.
It is funny?
Honestly, it is.
It's funny. Someone marrying for the first time after 65 years, that's funny.
No. He got married once, and now he wants to marry again.
So, he wants to get married twice, huh?
No, his first wife passed away, and he's getting married again.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful?
Yes. All
right, so you're okay with this?
I think it's beautiful.
So, what is your opinion about a 50-year-old woman getting married?
With the 65-year-old man?
Yeah.
Yeah. With a 65-year-old man. She's 15 years younger.
I think it's okay. It's beautiful.
It's okay.
We're halfway there.
So you're okay with this?
Yes.
So you don't have any problem with this?
No, I don't. What are you guys talking about?
Listen, what we're trying to tell you is that we want to speak to Mr. Ferdos, but everything else is
gone. We don't
want
to speak to Mr. Ferdos.
We have nothing to say to him.
You tell him. You tell him.
What's going on?
Listen, we want to find a wife for Mr. Ferdos.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
I'm glad you're with us.
We'll work as a team. Oh. I think you're doing a good deed. I really think this is a great idea. This way, I can also return the favor he did for me.
What favor?
When I wanted to get married, he came and took the place of my father. And now that he wants to get married, I'll play the role of his son. I'll be his sons. Who all live abroad.
I'd love to see that, huh?
Don't get too excited. Sit down. We're dealing here with a highly specialized marital mission.
You're way too inexperienced to take part.
What do you mean?
This here is a mission that only married people like us. We have enough experience to take part in.
Well, I'm married too. I'll come with you and we'll find a wife for him together.
Hey. You're too young.
You're still immature. Relax.
You're not married.
But hold on. I'll be married by the end of the week.
Well, that's an entire week away. You haven't entered into a real marriage yet. It only counts if you've moved in with your wife. It's a fact.
You have to live with the chickens first.
Did you get it?
But I'll be living with my wife by the end of the week.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Forget it. We said it doesn't count.
No, Mr. Ferdos, he may not speak his mind freely in front of you. Therefore, you know, it's the three of us. So we'll talk to him alone. We have to be very mature about how we approach him. You know, if we want to convince him, you know, and in front of you, he may not speak his mind. And then, you know, there's no way for you to join us, really.
There's no way?
Mr. Ferdos took me to the park, held my hand, and said that he'd take the place of my father at my matchmaking party. Well, now I'll be the one who takes him to the park, holds his hand, and tells him that I'll play the role of his son.
There's no way.
Listen, forget we even said anything.
There's no way.
Go home, Reza.
Are you trying to say you don't want me to come?
Yes, that's what we've been saying from the beginning.
I've been very frank with you about it.
So the three of you have formed a team against me, huh?
That is very true.
Then should I bring tea?
No, we'll have tea at Mr. Ferdos's house.
Okay, I'll get my revenge on you during the football match.
All right, we'll drink your tea if it'll cheer you up.
It wasn't right for us to upset him the way we did, you know.
What's wrong with you? You almost ruined everything.
You guys are making things more complicated than it should be. I think it's better if we were honest with Reza and he comes with us to Ferdos's house.
Do you want to be the one that tells Reza we found a man for his mom?
I get your point, but why are you guys hesitating to go talk to Mr. Ferdos?
He's so naive.
Will you please stop talking? I think we were wrong to ask him for help. He gives the worst advice.
I say we don't take him with us.
I agree.
No, if we take you, you'll just ruin everything.
Yeah. We don't need to plan for three hours before we talk to him.
We have to have a strategy, otherwise we won't be able to convince him. What if he doesn't even want
to? We have to be subtle.
First, we have to gently soften him up.
Well, that'll take forever.
Only then will we tell him what we have in mind for
him. Baby steps.
We simply go up and we say, Mr. Ferdos, we think you should marry Miss Ferengis.
Yes, so
and here
naive.
Are the reasons why.
I know.
He's so naive.
I know. Forget him. Let's go talk to him.
Listen, the two of us will talk
That's
to him.
Right.
We know what to do. Don't worry.
So you don't want to take me with you now?
That's right.
I won't say a word.
Can you keep your mouth shut?
I won't say a word.
Just watch and learn.
I won't talk, but I know your little strategy won't work. Trust me.
All right, let's go.
Go ahead.
Come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in his hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names. the Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How could we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Hello, how are you?
Come in. Hello, how are you? It's a beautiful scarf you have.
Thank you. Are you looking for something?
No, I'm not. I just came to see if Ali is here.
No, he's not here. The men are all in the yard.
Tell me, Satare.
Yeah?
Do you know what they wanted to talk about?
Who?
Ali and Amit, of course.
No. Why do you ask?
I think Ali and Omid are up to something. I'm not really sure what, but they were talking in code earlier.
What were they saying?
Something about a son.
The men in this building are always talking nonsense. Forget it.
So you don't know either? Tell me, why would they meet at this time of night? Those two are up to something. That's just my hunch, Satare.
But they weren't alone. Jahangir was also with them.
That's even worse. Does Mabube know?
I don't know. I have no idea. Forget it. You should be happy the men are out of the house. We have some room to breathe now.
You're so naive. We can't just let them be alone. I'll find out what's going on. Let me just go and speak to Mabube first. You go inside. It's better if they don't see you standing here. Go inside. Go inside already.
Hello, Marzieh. How are you? Come in. What is it? What's wrong? What? What is it?
I'm just a little worried about Mabube. I knocked on her door, but she didn't answer me.
Don't be worried. She's probably just putting her child to bed or something and can't come to the door. Come on.
No, thank you.
Listen closely to me. I have some good news for you. Come in.
Do you know if it's about the sun?
About the sun?
Well, what a surprise. Why don't you come over more often?
Well, it's because of work, sir. Just busy with work.
I see.
Here,
there you go.
Let me. Mm-hmm. Here.
So, what brings you over?
We have good news. Joyful news, wonderful news, great news.
I know. I know, yes. My front door was open, so I heard you talking. I heard everything you said. I heard every single word.
What did you hear exactly?
What did you hear?
Was I not supposed to hear?
No, we just want to know what you heard.
You know, all that about how Reza is going to get married.
Oh, I see. I get it.
You were all talking excitedly about Reza getting married. I'm excited, too. It's good news.
Yes, thank God. He finally found his match. Sacrifice is part of my friendship. At first, they wanted me to marry her, but I sacrificed myself instead of Reza.
Her aunt was the only one who did not find a match.
Don't worry about her. We'll find someone for her as well.
Yomid, I think Ferdos has taken a liking to the old aunt, huh?
What are you whispering there?
Yeah, what? No, nothing. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I see.
We're talking about Reza.
Please don't take offense. And I don't want to be nosy. But how do you clean, maintain, and take care of an apartment this big all by yourself with all the rooms and bathrooms and cabinets?
First of all, it's not that big. Second of all, I like doing chores. Working around the house gives me something to do and keeps me busy. You see, when I buy groceries, when I clean, when I cook, it keeps me from getting bored.
You know, that's what I've been talking about. You shouldn't have to do the chores around the house to keep yourself from getting bored. You need to make life enjoyable for yourself. How do you do it?
By doing what I've been doing. You know, I read and write, I take notes, I print the parts I like. I do all this in addition to the household chores.
So what I'm trying to say is at your age, you shouldn't be doing all the chores around the house by yourself. Am I wrong? You need at least 3 or 4 people around to help you. Simple.
No, on the contrary. At my age, it's better if I do chores and keep myself active. A man of my age needs to stay active.
Don't you need someone to talk to?
I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine living alone.
Imagine this. You come home exhausted and beaten from work, unable to move a muscle. You lie down on a comfortable couch, and there's someone home to bring you a big, cold, sweet, and juicy watermelon so you can re-energize yourself. Sound good?
No, I'm fully capable of doing everything myself. I don't have any problems. I'm fine.
Did she fall asleep?
Yes.
Okay, first we convince her, then we tell everyone.
Yes, it's better that way. In case it doesn't work out, then no one is embarrassed.
Good. Marzia kept questioning me, but I pretended I didn't know anything.
Good work.
We have to make sure we tell her gently.
Yes, and we have to speak softly in case Marzia is eavesdropping.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
How are you?
What an unexpected surprise. Has the sun risen from the west today? Why didn't you come in?
The sun?
Yes.
The sun isn't here.
What? What?
Nothing.
The sun.
We just came to ask what happened. I heard Parvin said no to Reza.
She did now. Well, I'll tell you all about it. Why don't you come on in? Come on in. Marzia's here too.
What? Marzia now?
Come on then. Just come on in.
Yes, we're coming.
Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, did you find Ali?
Why didn't you answer when I knocked on your door downstairs?
I was putting Mina to bed.
Well, make yourselves at home.
Thank you.
Help yourselves to some fruit while I bring you some tea.
No, thank you. We just had some tea. Come sit down.
Yeah, why don't you just have another cup?
No, sit down.
Oh, all right, then. At least have some fruit. Help yourselves. I hope that you're all feeling well.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I was just talking to Miss Ferengis about what we discussed downstairs.
And what was that?
You know, the thing we discussed downstairs.
You mean, you found out?
Oh, you underestimate me. Of course I found out. I found out everything.
Yes, she told me. I told her she shouldn't get so suspicious. She makes a big deal out of everything. It was probably just a harmless telephone call from one friend to another.
She's right. You shouldn't make a big deal out of it.
Miss Ferengis, so what happened with Reza and that girl?
That's what I wanted to tell you. You're not going to believe
it. Let me tell them. When Reza and the girl are finished talking, Reza tells her that she wants to marry her. But the girl says that she doesn't want him. Turns out she was just testing him to see how much he actually wants her.
What I'm saying is, what kind of a silly test is that? Of course Reza has pride. Naturally, he's going to respond by saying he doesn't want her. And that's why the matchmaking party ended in disappointment. And then...
The girl's aunt gets really angry and tells her that what she did was wrong. So the girl starts regretting what she did, and that's when her aunt says she'll call and fix everything.
And listen to this. That's when I received a call from her aunt. She said that Parveen actually likes Reza a lot. And that's when I thanked God that Reza finally found this match. And that's the story of why her aunt called.
Well, thank God.
Finally, you'll be sewing a dress for your own bride.
Yes, can you imagine that?
But you know, once Reza gets married, Miss Ferengis will become very lonely.
No, that's not true at all. I won't be lonely. I'm excited that Reza's finally getting married. If anything, I'll be happier. I'll spend time with him whenever I want. I'll be their personal maid.
Don't say that, Miss Ferengis. You'll be more like their queen.
Yes. Who says you have to be alone just because Reza's getting married?
There's 1,000 different ways not to be alone.
I know. Eventually they'll have children and I'll get to babysit them. Then I won't be alone anymore.
That's just 1 out of 1,000 ways, Ferengis.
Yes. Your whole life you've been taking care of Reza. Now it's time for you to take care of yourself, right?
That's right.
Ali, my friend, why are you being so quiet? Say something,
He's tired, sir. He's tired.
Well, you see, honestly, sir, they won't let me talk at all. It's like I don't exist.
What? Is something wrong?
No.
Did we say that?
Don't lie to him.
No.
No. He was just talking his head out outside.
No, sir. You see, they take forever to get the point, so I kept telling them to stop beating around the bush and speak more directly, but they don't listen to me, just like I told you before. And that's
We're not beating around the bush. We're just having a discussion.
Let him talk.
They won't let me
talk. Let's see what he has to say. Be frank. I believe in frankness. Now tell me.
Mr.
You have to be frank when you talk. Don't beat around the bush. Please, let me just talk to him for just a second. Listen, sir, honestly, let me tell you what we're talking about here outside just now. Since you're alone, I won't say anything.
Be quiet.
We weren't saying anything. We have to break it to him gently.
Easy.
Mr. Ferdos.
Wait, why won't you let him talk?
But Mr. Ferdos,
will you give me a chance to talk to?
Please let me just speak to this person and tell them what
No, sir, he's lying. They're both lying. Sir, I'll make it very simple. Since you're lonely and single, we thought we could try and help you. We came here and tried to convince you to marry.
What did you say?
I'll shut up now.
You want me to do what?
He ruined everything.
Oh, so what you mean is that you want Miss Ferengis to find her own son, am I right?
What does that mean?
It means they want you to get married.
They what? You want me to do what?